It was the day that I was rejected from ministering at the Faith Tabernacle.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the day I knew that at this point, I'm not sure I might want to do this again.
Why were you rejected?
Deep question.
Hey guys, how are you doing today? Welcome to another beautiful episode of the Leadership Podcast with me, Stephen Akinta. And today I have an amazing guest in the building. Okay, some know him as Handler today. Some other know him as Son of the Prophet. Of course, known as one of the most famous impression, the person who mimics Bishop Oyedepo until he resigns from that duty. How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you, sir. It's an honor to be on the podcast today.
You're welcome. I mean, it's good to have you. I feel this season we're kind of, you know, connecting with younger people, you know, Rashida, yourself, a few other people we're going to be working with. But I'm excited because you and I got to know each other some years back now. Yeah. And I used to mimic Bishop then. So what made you to even come up with the idea of mimicking Bishop?
Well, first off, thank you once again for the, you know, opportunity, sir. I mean, it's a big one for me because you're my mentor and I'm seated on this chair. I'm grateful that I've been on this chair before, and you know, here comes myself also. So one of the major things that made me to, I won't use the word venture, but I made me started mimicking Bishop Oyedepo was just the love for, you know, the way he sound. So honestly speaking, so in 2016.
The way he sound.
Yeah, the way he sound. So okay. 2015 at Wolfby, because that was the first time I did Wolfby.
Okay.
When I got to the, you know, class, they were talking about Bishop Oyedepo, and honestly, that was the first time I heard about him.
Really?
Yes. That was the first time I heard about him.
So, wait, you did Wolfby before becoming a member of
Faith? Yes, exactly. Yes.
What ministry were you part of?
So, I was, at that time, I played drums. So, I was that kind of drum boy that don't really have... So, like, go around and play. But however, yes. I was more... You know, resonated with the Church of Baptist. Yeah. So
my mom is from Baptist.
Oh wow! So when I got to the church, you know, I've heard about Winners, but I didn't know he was the owner of Winner. Yeah. So I know like Winners Chapel, the founder rather. I've heard about Winners Chapel. I've heard about, you know, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Obviously, everybody knows that he had.
That's weird.
Yeah. So
who doesn't know Bishop?
I mean, I'm sorry for that, but it just happened to
me. And you used to live in Otta.
No, I didn't stay in Otta.
Okay, where were you?
I was staying at Oshodi, Mafoluku.
Okay. Damn, yes.
So I grew up from Mafoluku, Oshodi. So I had no idea. When
so
I
got at Wolfby?
Yes. So at Wolfby, when they started teaching us about all that God has helped Bishop Oyedepo achieve, I'm like, who is this man? Like, so the hunger for wanting to know who he is, who is this man that has built this, has done this, the biggest church in the world. I'm like, yo, where was I? When all these things were happening. And then the Friday, so back then, I don't know how it happens now, but back then, during Wolfby, on the last day of Wolfby, you get to go to Canaanland. Yes, that Papa pray for us and all, yeah.
So you did your Wolfby in Mafoluku?
In Mafoluku, yes. Okay. Yeah, so they took us down to Canaanland.
Nice.
General, you know. So when I got there, and then I just... I was at the extreme back because we came a bit late because of traffic. I was at the extreme back and I just had, shall we one more time lift up our praise to heaven and give God thanks? Where I was, I'm like, yo, this sounds different because I've never had a man of God speak like that.
Yeah.
And then the authority bishops carry, is wide. If he will clear you at the point, he will clear you. Yeah. Bishop will not go and come back. As it's happening, he did nail on the head. And for me, I just love that aspect.
Yeah.
So the way he sounded like, so then he usually tap his head, you know, so, amen, and he taps his head. And I'm like, okay, this sounds well. So during Wolfby that day,
yeah,
I just started trying to
Really? Like, that's where it started. That was, they want you.
Yes,
joined.
They want. So what kept holding me was, you know, the first thing about Bishop Oedekpo is, if you're a first member of the Winners Chapel, you will not hear him for the first time. Believe you me, everything he's saying, you would not. You can't hear it.
Yeah.
Until, I mean, so people were laughing. I'm like, I didn't hear what he said. Like, so people that are used to him, and they're like, okay, he has said something very, you know, amazing and funny. And I'm like, okay, I didn't get it.
I didn't get the joke.
Yeah, so I will have to ask somebody, what did he say? And they're like, oh, are you not? He said, I can't understand. So for me, the beauty was the old, you know, pitching.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Lord told me. The Lord, you know, Bishop is more of the Lord. Yeah. The Lord say, you know, so, and from and that,
the pitch, the frequency.
Yes, the frequency at which it goes, you know, and then at a point, I just saw that and I started, the only thing I started that it was, I mean, that it just left with me from, you know, that encounter. And that was one of the major, you know, thing that pushed me, and hearing all his achievements, I wanted to, if I can become like him, at least let me walk in the step.
Wow. Yes, sir. Interesting. So did you give your life to Christ in Winners or in Baptist or where?
In Redeem.
Really?
Yeah, sir.
What year?
I was 8 years old when I did. Yeah. So I attended Redeem from the age of 5. I was a drummer boy from Redeem at the age of 5. Wow. Yeah. So Alhaji Aziz, Spring of Joy. I think it's Spring of Joy. No, Spring of Joy is in Osemene around Mafoluku. I think it's Throne of Grace.
Okay.
Yes, Throne of Grace.
CCG,
I don't know. Throne of Grace.
Wow.
Yes, that was when I was 5 year old. Till like, you know, I stopped going to Redeem because meow, like I said, sir, I was a drummer boy. So I didn't understand that.
So was Baptist paying more than Redeem?
Baptist wasn't even paying. So there was something that my mom told us then was that you don't charge for your talent in the house of God.
Okay. So it wasn't like you were charging.
No, I wasn't. I just love, you know, in presence of God and all. And then, so what really happened back then was, the friends I had then, all of them traveled to UK, US, some went to Spain. So I'm like, oh, let's just see what it looks like. So I was like the only guy that was in Mafoluku amongst everybody. So, okay, let me put a try. And the Baptist church that I went to, the MD was the person who married my sister.
Wow.
What a coincidence. Wow. So I guess maybe I'll say that at that point, God just pushed me. just for that linkage.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, that was it for me from Redeem.
From Redeem.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So why didn't you then mimic that Gio? Where was it?
I tried. So at the point I did, I tried. I tried it, but then so I started hearing that some people have been doing it, you know, when they are doing drama. At a point, I'm like, okay, let me try it. And, you know,
oh, yeah, try it. Sound like that Gio. Let's hear that.
He's going to still sound like Bishop Oedekpo. I don't know how I want to do it. But then it was more like, if surely you are the greatest, the greater than the greatest, the higher than the highest, the all-sufficient God. My daddy said there's someone here tonight. You know, so
that's the Oedekpo.
Exactly. Of Daddy Gio. So for me, that has been I tried, honestly. I watched video, I tried it, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
At all. It didn't flow.
It didn't. If you didn't day, you didn't
day. Didn't day.
Yeah, it's that was. So, what was your trajectory before that 2015 encounter? What were you supposed to?
Okay.
What was your trajectory? Where you go to school? Yes, what course do you want to study? Because that's in a big way changed your trajectory, I will argue.
Indeed. So honestly speaking, I love animation, cartoons. Right. I wanted to be the biggest animator designer in Africa, not just in Nigeria. Wow. That was a major thing. I started drawing. You know, doing hyperrealistic art, you know, trying to get my hands on something. And because of the gifting that the Lord has given to me, I am multi-talented. So boxing me in one place looks somehow. So I want to do this, I want to do that. So the adrenaline to want to do too many things at the same time was there. And then I love golf. Yeah, so I started.
That reminds me, we need to play golf this week.
Yes, definitely. We yeah, need to.
So, please, so let's conclude after
definitely
this.
So I love golf, yeah. And I started golfing. I got introduced into golf 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I started, you know, the whole thing, I'm like, so I started reading more about Tiger Woods, started learning his story. I started very young, so I think I could, you know, at least he started way younger, right? At the age of 5, he started 4, he started pitching and all, you know. So I'm like, okay, let's see, maybe this would be what would take me to that.
At what age were you then?
2014, how old was I? If I have to do the calculation backwards, I think I was around...
Maybe years ago.
Yeah, I think I was around 16 then. Yeah.
And you started at the age of...
5. 5'4".
Yeah, you were too old.
Exactly, you know, to start that. So, for me, it was the beauty of... I just wanted to try new things, wanted to... At some point, was... I had too many ambition. I wanted to become a pilot and an aeronautic engineer. I'm animated. And I just looked at it like, it's possible. Can't I do that? Like, my mind is just saying, you can achieve all those things at once. So, if it was not the mimicking,
yeah.
I mean, maybe filmmaking. Yes, because I love when I'm, you know, facing the camera, when I'm also checking the screen, trying to edit one thing or the other. And that has been what this new phase has been enjoying. You know, so the whole workflow of the training, over the years,
cinematography,
exactly, so to implement that till now. So that was the whole thing before the mimicking.
So the mimicking then move you into what?
So the mimicking moved me into becoming like a pastor, which I don't think I wanted to. All right, so I'm not someone. So I initially believed that God called everyone. He only need a title to be able to operate in, you know,
of God. To preach.
Yes, exactly.
Evangelize. So, to...
Initially, before, the way it was then is you have to be a pastor.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. So at a point, I got too tired of seeing young people who would say they are pastor this, apostle this. And I'm like, we're both the same age mate. How come? I understand that you have a calling,
yeah,
right? But do you really need the title,
yeah,
to be able to stand, yeah, out in what you are doing? Because I also checked through with the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus never held a title. Till date, we didn't call him Apostle Jesus or Pastor Jesus.
Very true.
It's just the word Jesus. Even God, as the ultimate God, we use God when we're meant to even use something before God. But here comes some young pastors or young ministers or even ministers who say, Apostle, Reverend, Pa, Evangelist. I'm like, it's too long. Just call your name. Everybody will be fine. Right? So I got tired of seeing that over and over and over. And I was like, nah, this old Tony is not looking like the old mimicking thing. I can't be in certain places or I can't talk to certain people. What if it was Bishop Oedipo? I'm not Bishop Oedipo. So if it was Bishop Oedipo, what would he have done?
Yeah, but you're the one that chose to mimic him, so.
Yeah, but sir, it just happened.
You want to enter the shoes,
yes, sir,
of giants.
Yeah, so, but sir, I tried my best.
A step of a giant is a marathon for a dwarf.
Yeah, same.
So you enter the step of a giant, and you forgot that.
I mean, I accept all that, sir. All that this is tricky. I accept.
What was the most ridiculous experience you had mimicking him that was like, this is it, like I give up at this point?
So if I say this right now, it's going to be deep.
Okay.
So the time when I knew that there's already about to be a shift, that is normal. I tolerate things a lot. I mean over the years, if you insult me, I'll just look at you and go away. You comment section, it got to a point I told my manager, I said, look, we are not responding to comments again. If you like, comment from today to tomorrow. We just read it and go away. Sometimes we decide to use keywords to hide those statements, mm-hmm, so we don't see it. Mm-hmm. You might see it. Anybody can see it if they do VUA or EDIN and all. And it was the day that I was rejected from ministering at the Faith Tabernacle.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the day I knew that at this point, I'm not sure I might want to do this again.
Why were you rejected?
Deep question.
Right.
So, before that time, the current youth pastor, Pastor Undubuize, already said that, okay, they are going to call me for Utah Live. He had to, because I was shooting a skit when he saw me in Kenaland, and he was like, he packed. You are coming for Utah Live this year. Cancel all your schedule. You have to be there. Yes, sir. Because I'm someone who I obey leadership, right? And then he was like, I said, okay, no problem. A month after Utah Live, he asked them to remind me. I said, sir, I will come. 3 weeks before, they sent me a message. Pastor Ndumbuezi sent for you. He sent a message. I said, ah, she needs just to come. Now we'll be there. So Pastor Ndumbuezi and I said, look, the storyline I have is that you will be the one to hand the entire creative aspect of the Utah Life. As Bishop Oyedepo quotes, to bless the congregations as they fight. So that last day was just meant to be two ministration.
Wow.
Myself and I think the Anointed Kids or something that danced.
Oh, yeah.
Were the two people to finish that day. So after them, I was like the last.
Yeah.
So mine is just to come, release fatherly blessing, do the thing, and then leave. You know, so the week of the Utah Live, we started having, conversations. I was also part of the creative directors because they added me to, because I don't know why, but they just did, So me that I did over 50 auditions before I even ministered in 2020. Now I'm not the one auditioning other people. So it's like the table just switched from nowhere. Okay. So that day, the week, the guy from Ghana came to also mimic Papa and spoilt the privilege. Yeah. Exactly. So the guy was ministering and he doesn't mimic. He mimes.
Okay.
So it has to sink the way he says the whole thing.
Yeah.
But because he barbs his hair skin, me, I don't barb skin. I was more of how Papa looked like then, not the current one. Yeah. So he barbed skin, he was too excited.
Yeah.
And Sweet Tabernacle Water is not a place for excitement.
It's not.
Just do your thing as it is at least.
Place for spiritual.
Exactly. It's awakening. Yeah. So he got there that day. Mama was present. Papa was not around. Pastor David, Pastor Steve, everybody was there except from Papa. Now, the first time in the history of Living Faith Church that somebody mimicking Papa went down the high of Papa's side. The first. So when he got to the altar, he was too excited. Where we were at the glory entrance, don't go, don't go. But the guy, he did not agree. So because he came from Ghana, so maybe because he felt like it's an international person, it's a normal thing. He just got there. Now, let's assume this is love entrance where the pastors face. Now, he turned back to face honor entrance. So he went after the first step. The first step, it's like four steps. He went after the first step. So I'm like, maybe we'll just stay there and turn back. At least that shows, still shows. He went down the second. He went down the third. He went down he now stepped on the line of honor entrance. So assuming he stopped there is a different thing and he goes back up. He went forward a bit closer to Pastor David.
Yeah.
At the point, he now started pointing. Where I was, I knew that thing was going to come back to me, because that is my own home church.
Yeah.
And that is what me I do as a craft.
I know the protocol.
Exactly. So I know how this thing works. And for me, even the Pastor Ndubuezi, I'd already asked for what would I be talking about so he can groom what I would say. And then everybody too. So obviously, I am good at what I do, but I still gave him my script. This is what I'll be talking about. And he saw it and he said, wow, this is too loaded. Go and do your thing. So, and the guy ministered on Thursday morning. And after that, he left that day. The guy was it was on Wednesday. I was to minister for Friday. So after that, the guy was so excited. Because people would clap because, it's Kenaland. And while he did that, people were like, wow, first guy to go down. And that cheering was, I'm sure that his head was just swelling up, coming back, swelling up. He was excited. He went outside there, told him that, why should you have gone there? He said, it was part of the script. We did audition for you. You didn't go down. So how did you now have that one in the script? So he left and the following day, when I saw that, I didn't even see him after the whole thing because I think he ran away. He knows what he had done. So the following day on Thursday evening, I now saw the guy. I'm like, Charlie, hey, what you did is bad though. You came to another man's land. And I told him honestly, I said, what you have done will affect me. Right. But what we should be doing is not about me, because I would later stop this thing, but it's about those that will come. Now, what you just did now, you have spoilt that level of access now. But anyways, I'll take the heat.
No problem. It's not the first time.
So the following day, which was supposed to be my day to minister, everybody knew. My name had already been in the program since before Youth Alive. I got there that day around 5:30 p.m. because it was about to start like 6 o'clock. You know, I was all dressed. I got into the, you know, church. I still have the video. Out of all the video I deleted from my old phone, that one, I kept it. Because I wanted to be that when I'm a billionaire like you, so I just put it and then, you know, jump cut. Yeah, so I got there that day. They have mentioned my name. To take us further, son of the prophet. Yes, I was announced. Son of the prophet. And the people were already clapping. I'd already held the mic, you know, walking down glory entrance, about to approach the altar. So what they wanted to do that day was, now, son of the prophet. Then I come in. I would already stand, you know, the camera was already on me. My guys, because we had a storyboard, drone was already on Sky. People had already held their phone. Camera was, you know, were on and everything. And then as I was about going, the pastor just quickly come to tap me at the back. At that point, I'm like, oh boy, I really do not want to hear what this pastor has to say. It was like, no, what is meeting me? And he just came to tap me at the back. And then suddenly I just saw another group walk past me. I went straight to the altar. So I withdrew a bit, you know, going back, you know, they drew me back and said, please, can you just sit down? You know, and all those things. Suddenly I saw some of the creative directors started arguing at, why? What happened? Well, they said, you know, the directive came from above, you know, that, OP is not coming to mimic and all those things and all those, everything. And when I saw that, I'm like, it don't be. Because that was what is in my mind. Like, at this point, there is really nothing that I can do about that, because this guy had come to
kind of
spoil the whole thing for me.
But you looking at it, because I mean, I watched your interview on Teddy Babyface and how some people didn't like that you were mimicking Bishop and all of that. Do you think there was any legitimacy to anybody not feeling comfortable with you mimicking Bishop? So the way you have carried it, the way you've done it.
I think the first thing is, on the name Oyedepo, in quotes, not the word Bishop now, just as name Oyedepo, there's a lot of controversies about it, right? Because they always drag Papa. And one thing I like about him, no comment. Mm-hmm. No matter how hard you try to pull him, that you think he will come online clean urine glight.
No, someone to talk. Who Papa does he have that time?
You know, because he believe in newsmakers don't watch news. Them. And then so the whole thing from that aspect of they can't get Bishop Oyedepo. So the best opportunity, and that's how it operates. Anybody that cannot get Papa, I always after those that are close or those that has something around you.
You ask me that.
Exactly,
question.
Sir.
Ask me that question.
Honestly. So they will come after. Shebi Oyedepo did it.
I have a lot of story around that.
Honestly. So because of that, people, I believe in something that you cannot talk me down to stopping what I already have. It's my conviction, not yours. I was one that had. I was one that knew. So if you like, write thousands of comments. You were not there when I was having sleepless night. You were not there when I was thinking of what is the next content. How I was able to groom this from where it has been to that point. One of Papa's sons, biological son, told me. And he said, you are the first person who has mimicked my father till this point and became something out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because a lot of people just did at a point they stop because it's not scalable, in quote. Mm. It's either you transit to becoming a pastor or just something around ministry. But yours has just been neutral. You do your thing, you go up, you know. And then with that, it has just been kind of, you know, a lot.
What was the most exciting time for you mimicking Papa?
The very first time I was invited to Wasota in Edo State. Because that was the first time I ever entered a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever entered the plane. I got the message, you know, that the student of that, I mean, Edo State student, whatever, of Winners Chapel, they were having a big press program and everything. And then they were going to invite me, Ola Samuel, you know, to come all the way from Lagos. And then it was really amazing because I was washing clothes that day when they called me and they're like, oh, what's your schedule for, you know, and I'm like, ah, I can't take bus from Lagos because that was going to be my first time in Edo State. Can't take bus from Lagos down to Edo. I don't know how you operate. It was like, yeah, we are willing to pay for your fare. Okay. It's a guy like this. All right. So I was opportunity to travel, you know, with flights. And the honest truth is it wasn't even only about that I entered the plane. It was the atmosphere waiting to hear me speak.
Wow.
That was the first time I ever knew that I have been impacting not people only in Lagos or Kenaland, or people out there. I'm even more blessed than people within. All right. So I got there, as I said, to take us further. Son of the entire, I see I have the video on YouTube. The entire crowd went wild. Like people started screaming. You know? So even with that video, I had a lot of backlash because the comments were like, you people are now praising man instead of God. You people are now worshiping a man of God. Is that not Bishop Oyedepo's son? It's not Bishop that bombed me. Why are you people doing like this? Right. So they had all of those conversations, and that was one. Then the second most memorable time of me meeting the bishop was the time I was invited to Winners Chapel Delta, Sapele, you know, Sapele Delta. I got there. That was the day I knew that there has been a shift in me, you know, a shift to something new. And it was already looking like it was more like a shift to the prophetic in a kind of way, because that ministration, even when I watched the ministration again, it was a lot. So it was the first time I ever ministered at an all night. So they invited me and then they said, okay, I was going to minister. And as we landed, you know, the flight was a bit delayed. So when we landed, it was already getting late. I just went to see, Pastor Obama.
Yeah, so I went to meet him.
Mega.
Yeah, Mega.
Shout out to Mega.
You know, so I went to meet him and then we had the conversation. And then afterwards, he just did a video and he said, I know Son of the Prophet is prepared. The atmosphere is prepared. In my mind, sir, I wasn't prepared. So while I was, so most times before.
But you know, Mega is prophetic.
Yes, he is, sir.
Yeah,
he is. 3 days. What I do then is 3 days before going to minister, I'm on dry fasting till I'm done ministering. I don't eat. Yes, I just take water. You know, so while I was at that time trying to prepare a sermon, nothing was coming, sir. Nothing. I entered the plane, nothing. I landed. So when Pastor Obama said, there is going to be, the atmosphere is charged. I believe that Son of Prophet, there's fire coming tonight. I'm like, ah. God, I beg, don't put me to shame tonight. Because pastor has already believed in me. I got back to my hotel room. They were meant to come and pick me by 9 p.m. And then this was around 7:30. And then I'm like, Lord, don't put me to shame. Today, there have to be something for the. And honestly, if there was nothing, sir, I would have just gone, pray, and leave the altar. I don't say what they did not send me. You know, and at the point, I just added vividly. Take your phone, Google Bishop Oyedepo's sermon on praise at Redemption Camp. Yes, sir. So immediately I just add Papa's statement. Shall we lift up our tone and say, he just started pouring. I didn't listen to the sermon again. I just dropped the phone and I just started writing. The word started coming. I started writing and I'm like, wow. So afterwards, they're meant to come up by 9 and I'm not even rested. It's an all night. And you know, because of the position at which I am, I cannot just, what's the word now? I cannot just sleep at the altar. It's impossible to sleep at the altar. I have to make sure that, you know, I say what I want to say. I went to the church. I around 8, I said, Lord, please, for one thing, wake me up by 9 p.m. and make sure that the energy I wake up with is like I've slept for hours. As I woke up by 9, I was the one who even waked my PA because he followed me. I said, let's go. Where's my suit? He got it out and then I wore the whole thing. The car was already waiting. I went down. As I was about approaching the church, I now saw crowd. And that was the first time that I knew that devil used to whisper pride in people's ear. And if you're not careful, you might just take it from there.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I didn't see the amount of people that are coming to watch you tonight. I said, God forbid. The pastor that was there was asking what happened. I said, get the beer. You know when Papa said those things? He always looked like, Papa is just exaggerating. It's true, sir. Get them behind me. The pastor was like, who is behind you? I said, don't worry, sir. I'm sorry. just let us keep. And at that point, I kept speaking in tongues. Lord, I'm sorry for the thought. I don't know where this one is coming from. Please help me tonight. Not me, you. Not me, you. When they said, take us for that son of the prophet, all the way from Canaan, this, that. As I got to the altar, I started speaking. Most of the things I said were not even in my book. And I started, and at the point where I didn't know what really happened, at the point when I was on the altar, I just started saying, Kabiosi. Kabiosi. I mentioned that statement. I can't even count the amount of time. And I just started hearing people screaming in the church. Winners don't do things like that. I know how the structure is. So it was scary for me.
We don't.
Exactly. So when I started saying that and then people started speaking in tongues, I could see people literally falling down, speaking in tongues. And at the point, the Lord said, drop the mic and leave. I didn't close the prayer. I just dropped the mic and I left. So because of that, Pastor Obama wasn't around when I ministered. He was just coming in. He said he has to go back again for the second time. You know, Mega, when he talks, you can't say no. You have to just do it. And like, I was only prepared for one sermon. And the Lord said, you're not the one speaking, I'm the one speaking through you. I went back up, I ministered. It was amazing. Wow. So since that time, those were like the two Kairos moments for me, the beginning and the end, at that point. And that was like my last open ministration.
Wow.
Yes, the first and the last.
Fast forward, you know, I remember the phone call we had was quite difficult to.
It was, honestly, sir.
It was over an hour.
Yes, over.
And then you were telling me about, you know, how you are under pressure.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're not sure whether to leave. I mean, it wasn't as if it was that rewarding, but at least there was some fame, there was some little income coming from it. And I think you had just entered university, yeah. So you still need to have bills to
all of this.
And so let's walk to that moment. You know, in all honesty, was it the pressure from external forces, you know, also the one, the experience where you were stepped down from ministering, that made you to stop? Or because I knew it was a battle. I mean, when we were talking, you were not sure, if I leave, you know, what do I do? And but was it the external forces that made you to be in that limbo as at that time? Or was it internal?
It was the two.
Okay.
It was actually the two. So for the externals, it was more of getting some feedbacks I didn't want to hear from people that I so much respect, that I esteem, you know, this thing, this, that, you know, the cost, the that. And it wasn't even, I wasn't even against them saying what they want to say. But internally, I wasn't finding peace to myself because I knew that there was there's something more. Yes, there is more to this thing. And the thing has boxed me.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm in a cage screaming that there's more, but I can't leave.
Yeah.
So it was too much of, and that day I called you. I was a faith tabernacle when I called you that night.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, I was about making the decision of, should I not? And it was too much of, at that point, sir, what was going up in my head? I was expecting you to even say, honestly, with honesty, I thought you were just going to say something like, yeah, so I think we could just do it for a couple of time, let's see how it's going to be. But you're like, stop. This is not what I want to hear. Who is this man? So you should have just helped me sugarcoat it a bit. But I know that the honest truth is advice that will change your life will not come.
I'm always too direct. I honestly wish I have not.
Honestly. So, I mean, that day when you told me the statement and said, you should stop it. What are the reasons? And you mentioned one statement for me. Do you find peace? And I said, I don't. I don't find peace in doing that anymore. Before I saw it as a safe space, but at that period, there were too many things and God is not the author of confusion. So if I begin to have such feel, it means that there is something wrong somewhere or there is, don't be in a place God has left, something around that, and I need to switch to the next phase. Now, the fear now is, what is the next
phase? Yeah. I think from listening to you, there were two fears. What's the next phase? But it was also, you know, how do I monetize?
Yes, after, exactly. Like,
well, I mean, I just entered university, so you have bills, you know.
Exactly, sir.
So, I mean, it's interesting for young people watching this, because one of the major reasons why I wanted you to do this was we have a generation that doesn't listen to elders. They don't listen to advice. They don't. I will argue that you're almost, if not more, 10 times bigger now.
Yes.
That you've stopped when you were doing that.
True, sir.
So looking back, you know, how important is it for young people to listen to counsel? Because you could have called me and I encourage you to stop it. And you still say, look, bye-bye, which you actually still try to do. I remember calling him. I see how you do it. What's going on?
True,
you know, but how is it important for young people?
The first thing is, like you said, our generation is in the point where young people don't even understand the word mentorship.
Mm.
They see it as a point of loyalty to someone who will be controlling you. That's the picture. Like, oh, when you're under a mentor, he can call you 2 a.m. and you will say, yes, sir. Yes, yes, papa. Yes, daddy. Right. Which mentorship is not in that context.
Yeah.
Right. It also depends on who is mentoring you. So you have to also make sure that the person mentoring you is not someone who is in that line. Right. It's someone who I like to check people's track record. Who has he mentored that is great?
Mm.
What has he done? That so the time I called you was not because I could have not called any other person at the point. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what could go wrong?
Mm.
Sir, you are older than me in age, in finance, in experience. So the best person I can see at this point that I want to make money to is Dr. Stephen Akintayo. Not like other people too around me cannot, you know, advise me on that. But I'm like, and he's a real person. He's someone who has also gone through. I've had some of the stories I've also gone through like that.
Yeah.
You know, so who can advise
so
what
he gets?
Yeah, so he will get me well when I explain
when
myself.
When I told you, trust me.
Honestly, so when I said that the statement that day, and then your advice to me was, stop it. Right. If this is what is happening at the point, if you are not finding peace, stop it. And it was tough. Throughout that night, sir, I was just playing worships until I slept off because I was too clouded.
Yeah.
At that point, if I advise you on anything, it's rubbish, I would say. So the major thing is, after seeking counseling or after seeking mentorship, are you willing to be teachable?
Yes.
So it's not just even about even would you implement those things that you have learned from it. So that night, when I woke up, the following day was when I now told you that I called you back. Because you asked me that, give it a try, thoughts, call me back again, let me know what it is. And I called you back and I said, sir, I think at this point, there's nothing to lose. You know, I mean, I'm ready to do this. Whatever it later becomes, I'll take the heat that way. But you said a statement that really made me to, I'll use the word loyal to your leadership of whatever you become, I'll be there for you. Mm. Sir, the biggest flex in my life was that statement that. So when I heard it, I'm like, let's stop this thing. Roll the camera. A billionaire is telling me whatever I become. Right? So in my mind, it was more of the certainty that this man will have my back no matter whatever I become. And I held on to the word with high esteem.
Yeah.
So you also said, okay, your script, send it to me.
Yeah.
Let me read it before you say it.
Yes.
Now, even after I was done reading it, the video before it goes out, let me watch it from beginning to the end and tell you it is good to go before you post it.
Yeah.
And while I did all of those things, I was being careful. That's why in the video, you will never see any expression of anything negative. That's why I didn't trend. Because they could not drag any pin of, this is the reason, this is not the reason. They saw it on the verge of, you just need to switch to a new fact. Right? Aside from...
But some still said you were threatened.
People will say what... It's just now that they started saying it. The video just erupted from nowhere. You know, and the major thing that our generation or the young people need to understand is staying under the covering of the wing of someone that is ahead of you. It goes a long way. It makes your work faster. It makes your race easier. For instance, I've met, you know, Mr. Stanley of Stanley Group. But we met him today in another light.
Mm.
He knows me as this thing. But today, because you know, you took me there, it just shows another level of this
you,
is
you were treated
exactly better. Sir, better than before. I mean, before when I went, you can't take this, you can't be here, you can't. So, and now I even had the ability to enter his own office, yeah. You know, in as much as he even know the whole thing. And for me, it's very important that people don't just get mentors. People don't just learn from mentors. It's the implementation of what you have learned.
Ultimately. And people don't know that mentors are ladders. They are ladders to climb to the top. They're feathers to fly.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, particularly in the Nigerian system, I've seen how there's a difference between you entering a place as you and you entering a place with a sponsor.
True, sir.
Yes, two different things. When you enter with a sponsor, they treat you like a sponsor.
Definitely, sir.
Right. The same respects are caught to you. But you don't have anybody sponsoring you.
Stay back somewhere.
Yeah. So in our culture, it's very... And I'm saying this too, and I'm hoping that a lot of people in my position will also be encouraged to pull people up. Mm. Because sometimes people are in position to pull people up. But maybe because there's one or two persons they tried it with that disappointed them. They are not encouraged. But if we're going to fix this country, we really need to pull people. I'm also a product of people who have risked their reputation.
Yes, sir.
On me. I was just sharing this. I have a culture. If I do something for you, you are free whether to acknowledge it publicly or not. It's your business. But if you do something for me, I'm going to tell the whole world, except you tell me not to. You know, we're at our London conference and, you know, a pastor came in casually. Most everybody there didn't know him except for one or two people. And I said, this man was the first person in London, right, that invited me to speak. You know, I've spoken for others, but this one invited me to speak and told his members to do business with my company.
Wow.
And if anything goes wrong, they should hold him accountable. Wow. And he himself also invested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I mean, people don't know the kind of pressure that put on me. Mm. And I'm happy today that every one of them who invested, the least invested 4 million for a land and the value is 30 million in space of less than 5 years. Okay. So I'm happy that it paid off.
Mm.
Right. But that is an example of what we're talking of, people saying, risking their reputation for others. And if we're going to really help the younger generation, because sometimes we get pissed off with your generation too, you know, and generation Gen Z, Alpha, and to be honest, you know, it's a whole different generation we don't understand as much as we want to. But we still have to know that there are still people in that generation we can pull up.
Yes, sir.
And can be role models and can begin to be a template for others to say, the people at the top don't mind pulling you up. There's just a way. There's just a way to present yourself.
Yes, sir.
So that they can also vouch for you. You know.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a risk day to day taking. And you have to give them some level of comfort to see you as that kind of person worthy.
Yes, sir.
Of them taking risk on, you know, and I think that's a very important thing. I've never shared this publicly before, and this is also important with churches, and I want to encourage people on this. Growing up with my business, at some point, I've been ordained as a in Winners Chapel for many years, and at some point, my entire brand was almost around Winners. You know, and that's why I could advise you that's my interest, right? But I went through a point of rebranding where I literally, even with my CV, you not say anything about, you know, my affiliation. And not because I'm ashamed of it, but I saw that it was a tool for blackmail.
Mm, yes.
Right? So, and he called himself this.
This.
And he called it this, you know, so... I then decided I want to build my brand outside of the church I worship or the minister or whatever, right? I want to build my name. I want to build my brand, right? That can stand on its own, right? And then later, I'm willing to go back and identify with my roots. You don't know who you are. I'm not ashamed of my roots, right? But I needed to. And for me, that was... the point from which I was seeing what was going on. That there can be a version, you know,
of me,
of Word Barry that look could even be way bigger than just being someone who is mimicking.
True, sir.
Right? And I will still be a son of the prophet.
Definitely, sir.
And not, you know, real son of the prophet.
True, right? Sir.
So, and I'm happy that that journey is evolving, you know, and it's, you know, coming up. I want to talk on something because sometimes people want mentorship, but they are quite selfish. So I give you an example. We're in London and a lady was asking myself and Dr. Cosmos a question. The question was directly at me. And she said, you know, Dr. Stephen, you know, I failed in real estate. I want to start all over again. First of all, are you willing to mentor me? Second of all, you know, will you mentor me even though I don't want to work for you? I don't want to work in your company, but I shall need your mentorship to do real estate. So I remember the customer said, please, before you answer, let me say something. Said, what you just said now is very selfish.
Mm.
You can't say you want what I have, right? But don't want to pay any price for it. It's a bit rude.
True.
Right? Oh yeah, show me how to build your kind of company, but I don't want to work for your company. It doesn't work that way.
True,
right? And I see that pattern often. And you know, young people want to emotionally blackmail you. They are wrong, but they still want to convince you that you are the one that is wrong. Which is, you want to learn from me, you can't pay me. No wahala. But you are telling me I can't serve you as well. I cannot serve. I cannot just you be serving me. But me, I can't serve you.
Anything in return.
You know, yes. You owe me to serve me.
Mm.
Why? Are we related? No, but you owe me. Why? You are more successful. Just serve me. Mm. And relationship isn't that. And you have, because that's also what has made our mentorship, I mean, my mentorship with you work, because you don't pay me, but you serve, you use your media skills, you edit videos, you do things. How is that important? Because this generation has to learn that. So,
honestly speaking, sir, this has actually happened since when we were very young. My mom will always tell you that you serve your way to the palace. Yeah, my mom has
serve your way to
the palace. You know, so she breaks it down the statement that see a man that is diligent in his business will stand before kings and not on iron. Then she said a statement that you can escort the person who is the person to stand near the king by serving that person to also enter the palace. Wow. It is not yet your turn. Yes. But a time will come where you will learn from them and it will not be your turn. So you now be the next person standing before the king.
Wow.
But if anybody going to meet the king, don't go alone. There's always somebody accompanying them. So the only way to get to that point is either you're a servant or you're serving the person that is going to see the king.
Wow.
So that word had stayed with not just me, all my, you know, family members, all the children my mom gave birth to, we have been serving right from when we were very young. So it has been the culture for us to serve, to learn. I mean, the time where you also knew I was good in this media was at the place of service you saw me too.
Yeah. And you reach out.
Yeah.
You remember, exactly. You remember.
Exactly. Sir.
It was Laquette.
Yes.
Yeah, you reach out. Yeah. Oh, I can come cover.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm just sharing that because people need to know.
For sure.
Right, because I would have invited you to LACO if you didn't request.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So I'm willing to come. I can cover, definitely, you know, things for you. Do this, do that. Oh, come.
Definitely.
You know?
So it's the point of serving. It was, and the truth, sir, is one of the things I think our generation should also learn is don't serve to get money as a payback.
Yeah.
Because the honest truth is, since I've been having the mentorship class or getting closer to you, financially, I've not gotten any financial, take 20 million because people think so. I mean, you are with Stephen Akintaye, what are you telling me? But I've wired you maybe $500,000. I know him, he's a very generous man. So maybe you have my account after now.
All right, so, but honestly speaking,
but it's at a point of serving not to get anything in return,
yeah,
but to rub off the things rubbing off through you,
yeah,
sir. Right, so our generation have not yet figured out that point of everybody wants to get financially buoyant, they want to be, but there's a way that finance work
yeah.
that even us having a conversation, sir, and people seeing us, you know Stephen Akintyre. Oh, so now the conversation is, sorry, we would like to invite you and to come talk. Now they're not like, but is it possible to get up? Once you get him, you get Dr. Stephen. So, and the joy of it is good that they can reckon your name with somebody that is great.
Yeah.
And that is more than payment. It's more than money, whatsoever.
And money still come down. So they need to know that it wasn't also as if there wasn't any financial return.
Honestly.
There were, but it wasn't like you're expecting it. It wasn't like you're demanding.
Exactly.
So some just come naturally.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I think people need to know that. Some just come naturally because... And I want to say this, and it's important. Money discourages effort. Right? Money discourages effort. So if you're going to move around wealthy people, you must know that they intentionally don't want to use money to entice you or induce you.
True, sir.
Right? So that they don't... So I'll put it this way. My children, you know, we travel. I fly business class. They do economy. Right? And my sons oftentimes say, can't we be in business class? And I say, when you start doing business,
you can afford it.
You can afford it. You do business class. For now, I'm the one doing business. Right? You are not doing business. So go to economy. But here's the thing. Some of us, in the cost of claiming we want to mentor people, have deprived them from the place of hunger. We've removed hunger for success, hunger to climb up from them.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because things they will have, because
work.
Guess what?
Yes, sir.
The day my son then pitched his idea and then people invested, I think he got 10 million naira in investment.
Wow.
The next trip, he said, if you be in business class, the mom said, why? He said, but I started business. You know, 10 million. He said, well, your business has not grown to the level where you would have. So, you can see that has created aspiration.
Yes, sir.
To say, okay, I'll do business to a point one day. I'll be sitting there.
Yes, sir.
So anybody who really cares, yes, they give you access, but they're not just going to be doling out and dashing you money every day.
Yes.
It's robbing you off
your
own ability to strive, to dream, to desire. Okay? And to show you they care, they will probably sponsor every other thing else.
Yes.
Outside of the cash. Abi?
Sorry, an example. So honestly, Cindy, guys, I will say this, that when I stopped mimicking the bishop and there it was the new face, which I was scared about what the new face was going to be. I remember vividly that when the antler suffers, it was still around Bishop Oyedepo.
Yeah.
I was telling someone, I said, "Na me and Papati forever." Because it's looking like you leave, but it's still bringing you back into it again, right? So, and when I did that, I remember that a day after his birthday, you don't even message me and screenshotted that. See, on a normal day before then, I have never had 10,000 views on my page. Never.
Yeah.
It was not even anything to debate. The highest was 5,000. And that 5,000, maybe after a month, was when it will accumulate to that.
True.
And just within that birthday to the following morning, the least post were 1 million views.
Wow.
So it was like from a 5,000 to 1 million over hours.
And everybody were picking
It was from my page.
You had beautiful moments that nobody has had.
Nobody
like welcoming
where I was.
That was a beautiful scene.
So at the point, and that was the first time that I started uploading on story. I don't do story too on Instagram. But when I started that day, I had over 30,000 views on story. And when I was scrolling, it was just verified account, verified. Before I saw those that were not verified, it was like, you have to scroll down. So I just got the scroll. I'm like, at the point, I'm like, myself, I'm not big now. I'm still verified, checking my page. Right. And after that period, my mentorship with you now got very closer because I was still holding on the word, whatever you become.
Yeah.
And at the point, you know, I was still like, is this the new phase? And I remember you telling me that this could be, He was on the point of this could be, let's give it a try. Let's see where it's going to lead.
Yeah.
And the first, after that period, he sponsored me to Cameroon.
Yeah.
And then that Cameroon owns, I said, that was a big flex too. Because I got to Cameroon, I followed you. I traveled. That was the first time traveling with you.
Yeah.
You know, as I got to the airport, they just collected, you know, DSS collected the passport. You know, I just got there and I just, on a normal day, if it was to be only me, they would have rasat, search me, ask me, is your open the box? Tell me what are you going to do? Prove your this, prove your that. But at the point, following you, doing your content, we got to Cameroon. I entered the, we got to the VIP lounge. I was on economy, but they said the VIP lounge was $100. I won't forget. I said, okay, $100. And you paid $300. I'm like, sad money. Just leave it outside. I'll give you 100. Let him be with Spisa. Don't worry. I believe in this. But when I entered that day, it's honest, Spisa. And when I entered that day, you know, because of the level at which I was serving from, you know, I was serving from a place where you hold principal with high esteem. You have to ask what we did and all this. And I was asking and you felt embarrassed.
Mm.
You felt embarrassed about you. Like, leave me alone. I'll be fine. Do you go and eat? Have you eaten? I said, no, sir. Go and eat. Why are you around? I also felt embarrassed. Like, is it like doctor? Maybe I just said, okay, let me give you the space of it. And I went outside to do my content.
Yeah.
After uploading, that one even went viral on his own. That you are going to Cameroon. Getting to Cameroon, we were meant to come outside from other places.
Yeah.
I heard that there's a back door at the airport, that there's a car waiting for us down. The same airport. We got there. The car took us to the VIP lounge, sitting down to fill form. That was the first time I'm in there. And that VIP lounge, I think it was a presidential VIP lounge or something. And I sat down there and I'm like, ah, my God, I'm in Douala. I'm not so small. And the flex from Cameroon down to even Qatar.
Yeah.
Right. Just the...
Oh, that Doha period. Was fun.
No, Doha. So I wish we could go back there.
Yeah.
All right. So, honestly...
We're in London now, innit?
Innit. So, like as it stands. The honest truth is, when I was even doing my UK visa, you know, because of the account statement and everything, and then you were like, no, go ahead, do it. You mentioned a statement that was very strong, which is, if I were you, I would empty my account.
Mm.
Honestly, sir, the money for the whole, I mean, you know the process and all, it was 500 naira left in my account.
Wow.
Since many years ago, that was the first time I ever had 500 naira left in my account. So, and at the point, I'm like, God, where will money
What come if from? They will not give you the visa?
The whole thing was just around.
Yeah.
I've heard of people saying this. But when you're not sending the US bank statement, sir, let's not go there. Well, sir, let's leave that one where it's not for the cameras. When I saw the US bank statement, I'm like, ah, who are they? They didn't know who I am. Please forward this one to them. Ah, it means shame not kidding. It's the honest truth, sir. When I saw the US bank statement, I saw the US says he was going like this guy. You know, and at the point when they called me from the embassy. That was what also boosted my morale.
Yeah.
Because immediately after, you know, I wasn't given the visa to come for the conference.
It didn't come out.
Come out on time because of, you know, the visa was being delayed and all. The statement you said that day still rang with me, like, I will be there, whatever you become. And you mentioned that same day was when you said, it was on a Friday, I was meant to leave to ITRO. And then you said, don't worry, even when you get your visa, I'll still sponsor you to go to the UK.
No.
This man is still holding on his word. That's big. So when they called me from the embassy, I said, are you still willing to go to the UK if we meant to give you the visa? I said, yeah, sure. But you didn't provide your bank statement. We can only see more about your sponsor than you. Is your sponsor still willing? I said, 100. That was what I told her. I didn't know when the statement came out. I just said, 100. 100%. I just had to change. I'm like, Andre, because we still had a conversation about it. And then after the statement of, she saw how fluent I was, how the boldness, you know, also is somebody I was asking for bank statement, you know, and I told her, I said, I'm not going to provide you only bank statement. I have 4 landed property in 4 states in Nigeria. So I'm not
for garden.
No, sir. So I'm with you. No. So I'm with you now. That's me that aspect of that one, right? So, and the honest truth is, what even made me went into buying those properties to those years was you.
Yeah.
The first time I had an encounter with you was 2018.
Mm.
You came for YDI.
Mm-hmm.
And that day you were going to the US.
Yeah.
You flaunted it, sir. And honestly, I'll be.
You
flaunted it in the sense of, I was meant to be in the US, but I had to just, you know, because I have to be here, I had to move the flight to sometimes 10 p.m. Because from here, immediately I'm heading straight to the airport. I'm like, this man now? What are you doing to us now? We would have not entered plane before. They're saying you just moved it because of us. So I was really excited that night. And from then, and I started checking, what made this man rich? That was my interest to you, sir. Mm. Like, what made him rich? Was he legit? Because I've had a lot of story about people who are this. And then you usually make a statement. There's something don't use or they will use you. There's one adage used to be.
If you don't use something.
There's
everybody's using something. If you don't use something, they will use it for something.
Yeah. So and I kept looking at that point of, is this man legit? Is he Christ-like? Is he that he has all that things in the wardrobe he's not telling us? Mm. You know, but the more I grew closer, I'm like, nah, this is pure. This is somebody doing business who can actually achieve. And that was why me too, at the point, I'm like, any money I had was just buy property.
Nice.
Buy this one, you know. And if you remember in Lakowa, I told you about the one I got. Yeah. Yeah. So buy this one, buy that one. And so when she called me and said, what would make it look like, you are still single. Are you, you know, what's
the assurance? Your,
yes. To Nigeria. To I'm like, Nigeria. Am I small? Four landed property, four states, major states in Nigeria. And I told her, I said, aside from that, I'm a global phenomenon. I collected the Entrepreneurship Global Award 2014, 2015, ambassador again, 2 times champion. Yeah. Is it easy? Easy.
If easy, do out.
Honestly. So for me with that, it's at the point of what you said.
Yeah.
Most times the money would not come off. Oh yeah, send account number, take this amount. I mean, little to none of that, you know, come to be. But the point of, I'm traveling to this country, follow me. I mean, the Doha trip was fully sponsored. The Cameroon trip, fully sponsored. And I know that for the UK, there was a lesson you were also teaching me. I understand. I've gone through that. I had to sit down to analyze, you know, those things. And it was the beauty of, now you also have to start taking responsibility for yourself. Yeah. In as much as I will assist you,
yeah,
there are certain things you must also do, you know. So, and that is something for our generation to understand that the money would not, take 50 million, take this million, take that million. Because honestly, sir, in the next few days, I'm saying it now publicly so that you're on your own. If you didn't do this, in the next few days, we'll be having a content in the PJ. And that'll be my first time in a PJ. Sir, let them know, sir. Tell them. Right. So, I mean, just to show you that it will rub off.
Yeah,
you don't need to force it. Yeah. Let it be natural. Because our own is, we're not too patient to wait till the time it will rub off. We wanted that. I started mentorship today. Tomorrow, Dr. Steven should be asking for my account number. Next tomorrow, he should send me money for
a
car.
Funny enough, a mentor is not even meant to pay you. You know, you are the one to pay a mentor.
Honestly.
So I can't wait till when I will send my account number to you.
Sure, sir.
And you will...
No, that's nothing, sir. Definitely. For now, we are growing.
You have my account.
Definitely, sir. We are working.
Absolutely. So for me, it's a seed.
Yes.
Into the day where you say, well, I just decided to send you a small gift. I say, yeah. It's a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
So you see.
It's part of it. I'm definitely, that will happen. So, sir, you can see now, it's going to, your influence will rub off to take me to the place where I can get the finance.
Absolutely.
So that when I get the finance, my own will not rub off you.
Yeah, no problem.
There's power. Say power. All right, so.
Mentorship, I tell people that it's either you serve or you pay, right? And so... But people must, and our part of the world, I'm happy we're having this conversation because our part of the world, I see young people crying, you know, pissed off, you know. And I can imagine how many people are envying you. I can imagine how many people were looking at you in Doha or looking at you in Cameroon or, you know, and like, hey, you know. But they could also be in your position with somebody else. Okay. If they just come from the place of, okay, I may not be able to afford to pay, but I'm going to serve. Okay. And have the same relationship. And what your experience, I experience. You know, today people carry stories. Dr. Cosmos has given me 100 million. He's giving me $20 million. That's why I'm expanding. Some say I'm fronting for your Depo.
Ah, that was the money.
So some people say it's Obasanjo that is back.
Yes. Then, I saw the
so bully they know
how are we
so but it's normal that people are gonna allude to all those things, but what you get from mentorship, money can't buy it
at all, sir.
Money can't buy it, and if you're smart, you will know that if you can't pay, then serve.
Yes, sir.
Right? If you can't serve because you are busy, then pay.
True,
it's as simple as that. But you can never put a price to mentorship.
Mm. True, sir.
You can never. Because not only will he impact you mentally, emotionally, intellectually, particularly if he's a business mentor, you will also be richer. Because I know you.
Yes.
You are richer now than before.
Sir, honestly.
Yeah.
Sir, don't say it in public. So that they'll not use this on be seeing you say, please help me, I've not eaten. So before I see that, sir, honestly speaking, just the few period at which I stopped doing that and got closer to your mentorship.
Yeah.
You know, I see more. I was having a conversation with my manager a few days ago and I said, now we have gotten to the point where we are now business oriented.
Yes.
With exactly. The approach of what we exactly. Do. We're just not doing God bless you.
Yes.
The way it was before. And now it's also part of the things now with my YouTube channel, you know, because people now see me
100,000.
Yes, you know, subscribers. And now I have, you know, manager from YouTube also managing my account.
Nice.
We're having conversations and virtual calls.
Wow.
You know, so we are having those conversations, talking about the whole thing, you know, my thumbnailing, how I could get better. You know, the lady was even surprised that, oh, you have really switched from something to a new thing. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the first people I've seen switch and he's having this kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, because I'm under a certain level of, you know, mentorship that has taken me from where I was before to where I am, right? And I thank God because we are also now building it more,
yeah.
Right? So people that are having conversation with me now is not on the verge of, and this is the major thing. It is now, so we are thinking of, don't worry, we'll pay you.
Mm-hmm.
So before, it's supposed to be,
God bless you.
Yeah, yes.
And because, at that time, you were still mimicking Bishop.
I was, sir.
And yet, it's on the level of God bless you.
Sir, do you know that the amount of money I made from the aspect of mimicking Bishop as per maybe going for ministration and everything, putting all the money together from when I started to when I stopped, wasn't up to a millionaire.
Jesus.
By ministration, nope.
Wow.
Gathering all the... We did balance carry down. It wasn't up to a million. I was shocked because I'm like, something I did for over 6 years wasn't up to that. But just becoming handler, let's not say from last year till like December, right? From the beginning of this year till now, I have flew in the plane more than 30 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Most sponsored by me.
Wow.
Yes, because now I could afford a flight. I don't think before I eat or before I buy things. It's the honest truth, sir. But I heard you say the statement one time, like, that's the last thing I would think about. And I don't think, why should I think of what should I eat? It is, I want to eat this. So at the point, I'm like, even my mentor can be saying, I want to eat. Wait first. So money pass money, but at least I will get to that level where I can also say, and as God we have it, there are structures in place that I also don't think to eat anymore.
Yeah.
It's not something, it's not a conversation. What it is, what do I want to eat? Not, can I afford what I want to eat? No matter how expensive a restaurant can be, at least I can afford bottled water in the restaurant. You know, so it's still part of it. And I've been able to, you know, learn closely from all that you have, you know, taught and from afar. And the same way, like you said, a lot of people don't want to work in the company of what you do, but they want you to get the blessing, and it doesn't work that way.
No,
for instance, when we went to Cameroon and even, you know, Doha, it was more like, oh, come and do this thing for my company because my company is having this program. Don't worry, we'll pay for your flight and accommodation. Be of help for, you know, to serve. And because of that, even all the staffs of your company are thinking I'm even a staff. Because the way I just appear sometimes, like, maybe he's a guard, this thing. And that's the honest truth. Because the relationship has to not just grow beyond just the boss, but a relationship with everything that surrounds him so it can rub off you.
Exactly.
And then you always say a statement that I always hold on to. The best way to the top is the gatekeepers. So once you miss the gatekeeper, then we close the gates. People won't see you.
They will close it.
So that's the point, sir.
That's the point, powerful.
Honestly, sir.
They are.
Yeah. So I'm honored and it's a privilege.
Thank you for sharing this. I really hope this resonates with young people and I hope people will just get upset about those who are successful don't want a mentor. They don't want to. I hope this gets to them. I hope this goes viral for people to learn and understand the way it works. You know, one of the things that I think you didn't even share that is also important was, because what I saw that you could become was to now run it as a business.
True.
One of the two things I remember sharing with you is, hey, you have this cinematography skills. You can start, turn it to a company. You can run trainings, you know. And I think at, if I remember, at one of our seminars, I then gave you a contract.
Yes, sir.
You remember?
True, sir.
Right. And for me, it was a mental, it was for me more of mentally repositioning you.
Exactly. It did.
To, I probably am the first ISB client you ever got.
True, sir. So honestly, after that encounter, I now started seeing every reason why it could be monetized.
Exactly.
So, and the amount that was paid,
yes,
was the highest paid, exactly, amount I've ever seen,
yes,
on a contract base.
Yes.
So when I, because currently right now by virtue of privilege, I'm also now having a media, you know, company that help people manage social media platform and put things in place, which I'm doing for a prominent man of God. Yes, so we know the person, right? So, and when I had a conversation with the family, I had to tell them, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, so calling the price, was it, I wasn't even scared about calling the price because I'm like, I am worth it. What could make doctor say he was going to pay that? I mean, okay, now, you know, so, and that really did the work of mentorship.
Yes.
And for instance, that's something our generation to us also learned, that most of the time, why you think you are poor is because you have not mentally shifted from poverty. And then poverty is a state of mind.
Yeah.
It is not actualized. It is when you think about it that it becomes it.
Absolutely.
And so if you don't think about it, absolutely, and you know, and that day that we had the bidding you had on me and all, was as a result of, you also asked the question.
Yeah.
And I answered the question, okay, I have a contract for you.
Yeah.
What would you do? And then, and since that time, it has just been this point of, okay, now I am, I mean, I'm a CEO. I call it my own CEO salary. So you know, we are getting, and that is how now I'm able to fuel my passion.
True.
So it's not just, oh, how much is, now I don't even relent on YouTube payment. I don't relent on any payment because I'm a CEO. I do my job diligently.
Yeah.
And one of the things people also know, like you would know too, sir, is I produce faster. Yeah, so
I love you for that.
Yeah. As it happening, my videos are high
for that.
You know, because Rashida, the content I did with Rashida, it was the following day the video came out.
I saw that.
Or the entire story. Fast. I finished that night and I was waiting for, I'll just release it in the morning. It was thumbnail that took me time to produce because I'm like, what would be the best SEO optimization that would bring this thing out there? And currently, a 2 days video is already doing about 9,000 views.
Wow.
And, you know, we are able to think of scaling more and then everything. So that's an honor.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. Well done. Thank you. So, guys, I hope you pick a few things from this episode. I hope particularly younger people pick a thing or two. I really want this message of mentorship to resonate because I see it as the real game changer for young people, right? Just hide your head under somebody bigger. I have done it virtually all my life, spiritual mentors, business mentors, and it's always paid off, right? You can't go wrong, you know, getting somebody ahead of you, whether you have to pay them or you have to serve them, but you need it. It's not something you can joke about it, right? I hope you will learn. God bless you all. See you on another episode of Leadership Podcast with me, Stephen Akita. Bye-bye.